We got a winner. We got cola winners, actually. It's 3/4 of an hour I sit here and nobody can get it. Then we get two, and they both come from the same place. Mike Williams rang back from Cradley Heath. He got them right, all three absolutely right. Now we've got somebody else just rang in from Cradley Heath as well. What's his name? The second one? Let's have a look. Where's my bit of paper? Yeah. David Boxley from Cradley Heath got it right as well. Okay, well, Mike was in first. He'll get something. But as soon as David was in just after him, we'll give him something as well, some stickers or something as well. Tell you, after the news, what the answers to the competition were, because I'm running out of time right now.
1017 kilohertz, 299 metres, the news on Sunshine.
Documents leaked by civil servant Clive Ponting on the sinking of the General Belgrano are to be shown to MPs. Members of the Commons Foreign Affairs Select Committee will be able to see the so-called crown jewels, which include the advice given to ministers by Mr. Ponting on what to reveal about the torpedoing of the Argentine warship. The exceptional move has been announced in the Commons by Defence Secretary Michael Heseltine during the debate on the Belgrano affair. He's already disclosed that Mr. Ponting, cleared last week of a charge under the Official Secrets Act for leaking the documents, changed his mind after first advising ministers not to reveal full details about the sinking. The Defence Secretary has told MPs that Mr. Ponting initially wanted facts withheld on grounds of operational and intelligence security, but then gave no reason for his change of heart.
Mr. Ponting made no protest about my answer to me or to his superiors through the established channels of complaint open to members of Her Majesty's Civil Service. Neither I nor the Minister for the Armed Forces ever had any coherent explanation for his change of advice.
Mr. Heseltine wound up his speech saying that national security meant he still can't disclose all the information about the Belgrano sinking. But he told the Commons the government had done its duty, had not misled Parliament, and was not involved in a hole-in-the-corner cover-up. TUC leader Norman Willis is preparing for a meeting with Mrs. Thatcher tomorrow to discuss the pit strike. Mr. Willis believes the miners' union has made fresh concessions and he hopes peace talks can be resumed. But the coal board has said this afternoon that the NUM still hasn't offered enough. Here's our industrial editor, Neil Mainland.
The union has agreed that the NCB must manage the industry efficiently, and the board has the final say on pit closures. It is a shift by the NUM executive, but coal board spokesman Michael Eaton says it isn't enough.
Everything which is contained within this document that has anything to do with economics of the industry, they have demanded its deletion.
More than 1,000 miners gave up the strike and went back to work today. The coal board says it won't concede any more, so Mrs. Thatcher is unlikely to disagree.
Farmer Graham Backhouse has been sent to jail for life for the attempted murder of his wife Margaret and the murder of a neighbour at his home in Horton near Chipping Sodbury. Bristol Crown Court had been told how Backhouse plotted to get his wife's life insurance money and put the blame on his neighbour with a cover-up hate campaign. Mike Rowbottom reports.
Mr. Justice Stuart Smith said in sentencing that Backhouse had not been content just to try to kill the wife he claimed in court loved him. He then set about cold-bloodedly killing a neighbour he hardly knew and had done him no harm. He then set out to slander his victim Colin Beadale Taylor as part of his defence. Backhouse received his two life sentences without expression, and none crossed his face as he was led from the dock. His wife Maggie sat stunned and drained at the back of the court. She left by a back exit without saying anything. Mike Rowbottom, IRN, Bristol Crown Court.
Independent Radio News. Turn on
Sunshine Radio. And a sunshine weather check for this evening and tonight. Overnight, remaining clear. Temperatures falling to between -8 and -11 degrees centigrade. And winds will be easterly and light. Here's Eddie Kendricks. Take us into the final hour of the program. Keep on truckin'.
Yeah. I'm ducking for your love.
Eddie Kendricks, he's keeping on trucking on a Monday afternoon. If you're out and about trucking around, nice to have your company on the road. Take care, won't you? Right, the competition. Two winners were Mike Williams and David Boxley. Mike Williams came in first, so he gets the bigger of the two prizes, whatever they are. I haven't got a clue what the prizes are today. Not sure what the boss is sending out at the moment. Right, the answer to the questions. Well, the question itself was, name the place, birthplaces of Bob Hope, Cary Grant and Charlie Chaplin. A lot of people rang in and said London, Bristol and London. We wanted them to go a little bit better than that, because Bob Hope was born in Eltham in London, Cary Grant was born in Bristol, and Charlie Chaplin was born in Walworth in London, you see. And that's what we wanted. And Mike Williams and David Boxley got all three right on each count. I didn't think anybody was. I mean, we got on that long and nobody could get it, and then we got two together like that at the end. So that's the answer to the questions. Eltham in London for Bob Hope. Cary Grant born in Bristol, and Charlie Chaplin born in Walworth in London. Must say hello to Stephen and Cara from Mum Diane in Hereford, because she's trying to listen to the radio and they're trying to watch the TV. And I think you ought to put your foot down there, Diane. And for you all, here's Foreigner. And I want to know what love is.
I've got to take a little time. Little time to think things over. I better read between the lines, in case I need it when I'm older. I see love shine. It keeps me warm.
Hoverton Service Station, 1 mile out of Ludlow over Ludford Bridge. Open till 7 p.m. Monday to Saturday and 6 p.m. on Sunday. Hoverton Service Station for repairs and servicing to all makes of cars and light commercials, with free collection and delivery to your home. Accident work is undertaken with free estimates, and there's a 24-hour recovery service. At Hoverton Service Station, spares and accessories are at cash and carry prices. For example, car batteries for Minis, Marina, 1.3 Escort, Beaver and Allegro, £13.95 including VAT. There's DERV, petrol and paraffin, Skoda sales, service and repair, and used car sales, all at Hoverton Service Station. Telephone Ludlow 2584. Now, at Capital Carpets Ludlow, 10%, yes, 10% off normal prices on all beds in stock. Upstairs in the bedding department at Capital Carpets, 10% off normal prices of all beds in stock, from now until February the 28th. Capital Carpets for the stylistic by Dunlopillow, complete with sheets, duvet, pillows, pillowcases, valance and headboard. The king-size stylistic in a choice of colours. Sealy Posturepedic beds, single, double and bunk beds. Capital Carpets for velvet curtains and blinds. Worsted Wilton carpets and a wide range of Indian rugs, Dandicord mats and Sun Lover custom-made curtains. Capital Carpets for quality carpets. Free estimates, free fitting, in-home selection service. Credit terms with written quotes, distance no object. Contact Richard or Bernard at Capital Carpets 16 the Bullring Ludlow and get perfect harmony into your home. Capital Carpets on Ludlow 3891.
To advertise on this station, telephone Sunshine Sales, Ludlow 3795. Ludlow 3795. Now.
Cyril Basin, Bankhouse Craven Arms for Johnson Seed, Seed Potatoes, AGL Greenhouses, Wolf Garden Tools, Bosch Power Tools, Dragon, Febo and Amiga Dog Foods, recommended by Jim. Berger and Beaver Paints, and for the chilly days, pre-packed Cozy Coal. Cyril Basin, Bankhouse Craven Arms, phone Craven Arms 2761.
Oh, Cyril Basin, Bankhouse Craven Arms, Cyril Basin.
299 meters, 1017 kilohertz, playing all over Shropshire now.
Sunshine Radio.
Completely.
that good? I like that. Almost more than I did the first time. Well, probably more than I did the first time round. Well, it gets the cobwebs out of your ears, doesn't it? And gets you in the mood for something. Not quite sure what, but it does definitely get you in the mood for it. Five o'clock. Sunshine Radio. Here's Althea and Donna. Simmer in the heels and ting. Them checks are a hip and ting. Them no know and ting. We have them going and ting. Now pop no style. I strictly roots. Now pop no style. I strictly roots. See me upon the road and you no call out to me. Do you see me in my pants and ting? See me in my altar back. See me give you heart attack. Give me little bass, make me wine up. Uptown Top Ranking. See me in my Benz and ting. That a true constant spring. Them checks that we come from Cosmo Spring. But the true them no know and ting. Them no know say we top ranking. Uptown Top Ranking. Love is all I bring in a khaki suit and ting. Now pop no style, I strictly roots. Now pop no style, I strictly roots. Watch out we chuck it and ting in a khaki suit and ting. Love is all I bring in a khaki suit and ting. Brings back memories to me. Althea and Donna, Uptown Top Ranking. I like that. Turn up the bass and wind up the waist. That's a great expression. Right, that brings back memories to me. I used to have a 12-inch version of that, which apparently the backing track to that, the music, you see, has been going around Jamaica and that for years and years. It's just as a backing track, and various people have come along and put their own words on it. And I had a 12-inch version of that, which had all the words cut into each other. So 1 minute was one song, then it was another, all with the one backing. It was great, it was. I'd love to know what happened to that 12-inch single. Anyway, here's one for Paul and Sarah in Shrewsbury. Spandau Ballet. I'll Fly For You.
Models on the earth, oh, but God's a thing.
looking like a quiet pregnant pause, is there? Paul and Sarah in Shrewsbury. That was Spandau Ballet, I'll Fly For You.